This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 23rd. God's word for you today is speak up. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 7, verse 8, which says, "For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Today's anchor scripture was a defining scripture for me as a believer. This scripture changed a whole lot of things for me over 20 years ago. When I read the scripture, it blew me away. These are the words of Jesus himself. Jesus said, "Everyone who asks, receives." Stop right there. Did he just say everyone? Yes. Does that include me? Yes. Everyone means everyone. Matthew 7 verse 8 says, "For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." So, my approach to prayer changed totally. It became, I am going to ask, and I am going to receive. I am going to seek, and I am going to find. I am going to knock, and the door will be opened to me. When you come to God with the understanding of the scripture, your posture is a totally different approach. Another thing I said to myself was, did anyone put a gun on Jesus' head to get him to make this statement? Did he make this statement under duress? And the answer is no. No one forced Jesus to say these words. He said them by himself. Everyone who asks, receives. Prayer opens the door to the supernatural. When you need to change things, you need to pray. When you need to turn things around, you need to pray. I can tell you several stories of when prayers change situations. Some of us reading today are witnesses to the fact that prayer changes things also. Things that have been written off, doors that have been shut, and God steps in, opens the door, and changes things. What are you facing today? What is that thing that ruffles you? So much so that when you think about it, your heart skips a beat. Bring it to the place of prayer, and you will be amazed at how God will move on your behalf. God just wants you to speak. He wants to hear your voice. The voice is like the trigger in the supernatural. So when there is a stalemate or a dire situation in the supernatural, whatever it is, there has to be a voice, and it is the speaking of that voice that changes things. In Genesis 1, verse 1 to 3, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said," God spoke, "God said, let there be light, and there was light." God has created you and I in his image, and God wants you and I to bring our voices to bear in that situation. Heaven wants to hear your voice. God wants to hear your own voice. It really doesn't matter what you're facing. If you can bring your voice in the supernatural, you can change it in the physical. There are things that have been certified, even prophetically sealed, so to speak. Things that have been tagged not possible, but you can show up in the presence of God. Make your voice count and change it. Let us pray. Father, even as I speak into your ears by faith, grant my petitions and cause every mountain to be removed. Let every storm cease. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.